home. So I'll call this one apartment and live a long, long, long
This is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
And discipline remains, mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes,
yes. No, it isn't.
I'm sure of it.
Dreams, hot air for a cool breeze. Hello, you're listening to WMFO Medford. It's 7:08 a.m. This is Komakati, and I have here with me, you want to introduce yourself?
Gudrowski.
This is our inaugural show, ABBA Carnival, so we did start off with some ABBA.
We've got a beautiful Tuesday morning.
Beautiful Tuesday morning. Really excited to be here. That was Super Trooper off the Gold album.
Love that one.
Love that one. A great choice. We'll see if this actually happens, but we're intending to start most shows.
We're going to go deep on some ABBA
early. We are. It's true. All right. We'll keep on playing music for you guys. Hope you're having a wonderful snowy morning. It's pretty windy out there. Stay safe.
Thank you. begging you, baby. Don't leave me here.
Guys, so we just listened to, first we listened to a song by The Sundays, Can't Be Sure, off of their album Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. Came out in 1990. Such a good song.
Yeah.
Such a good band.
I didn't even know about them until you showed me them, really. I mean, I feel like I knew the song, but kind of a weird story.
Yeah. Yeah, great tune. After that, we listened to Black Diamonds by Big Thief off of their incredible record Capacity. Just came out this past year in 2017. That's the last track off it, actually. But you know, you can't really rank them from you know, best to worst.
Song-wise on that album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you can't. It is a great one. Let's see. And then just now we listened to Meet Me in the City by the Black Keys off Tullahoma. 2006, another great one. That was fun.
That's a
good morning song.
The whole album is covers of Junior Kimbaugh songs.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway, so we have some more tunes. I don't know.
We'll get into a PSA for you.
Yeah, that'll be in a little bit though. Dave's an expert PSA reader, so you have that to look forward to.
Pedestrian safety.
All right, let's get right back to the music, guys, shall we?
She wore a black jacket and a winter sun beat down. Or I guess it was early spring and we were in a park in Chinatown. If I were the jacket, her chest and limbs all wrapped around, I would soak up all that light into my lining. I leaned in to feel the warmth pouring off her skin. Yes, I tried to breathe her essence like it was precious oxygen. And she took off her jacket the second we walked in, and I soaked up all the light from the fluorescence. What was I supposed to say to her in the grocery aisle, in the air conditioning? What was I supposed to say to her? I was coming up empty, coming up. I was on my phone for half an hour and bleached in the white light glare, sitting at the sports bar 'cause the game was playing there. And the hometown team was down by 10, but I really didn't care. I just soaked up all the light from the flat screens. Oh, where can my little darling be? Most of the money I've spent, I've spent it in her company. Now
looking for some earnestness. My mind won't let me be till I soak up all that light into my lining. Did not know if we'd break up or I'd propose. We walked out into the April gloaming. Come to me now, oh muse, tell me something I can confuse. Sing me something I'll never lose in knowing. What was I supposed to say to her? In the air conditioning, what was I supposed to say to her? I was coming up empty. What was I supposed to say to her? In the grocery aisle, in the air conditioning, what was I supposed to say to her?
A writer takes his pen. love is
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. What did we listen to there since we last talked to you? I guess we listened to All in Love is Fair by Stevie Wonder. No, actually, we started with Jacket by Henry Jameson. Just saw him actually open for Adrian Lenker in Portsmouth. That was cool.
Yes, he was very good live.
Better than the record, I personally think.
Yes.
He was funny.
Yes. I don't know if he's taken a couple of years to develop them live, but there he's got quite a thing. When you see
So after the Jacket, we listened to All in Love is Fair by Stevie Wonder.
A classic.
Inner Visions. After that, listen to a song by Sales, Pope is a Rock Star, off their Sales EP, and then Just Another Whistle Stop by The Band. A great tune.
Stage Fright, a forgotten album by The Band.
A forgotten album. Alright, so I think Dave's going to read you a PSA now.
I'm going to do my best. We're going to do a little bit of numbers to think about world wealth distribution. I feel like we all know how skewed these numbers are, but this is a paper that's in front of me, so I'm going to read it for you. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented in the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men own the same as 3.6 billion people, who make up the poorest half of the humanity among us. So what I thought was interesting is the second little excerpt here, which is in 2010, 7 years before that report. By comparison, it took the combined assets of 43 of the richest people to equal the poorest 50%. So since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually.
That's wild.
The income of many workers has remained essentially unchanged.
Yeah. Income distribution, real problem.
It's something that we all know, but it's kind of crazy how 11% annually?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
That's drastic.
That is more than I would think. And it's not surprising. There is a source on the bottom here, and names like Zuckerberg, Bloomberg, Buffett, Gates, Ortega, Ellison are names that come up down there. And we all know where a lot of that money comes from.
Yep. Tech.
not only tech,
but a lot
Bezos
of tech.
Bezos, too. There's a Bezos down there.
It's definitely tech.
That's definitely has something to do with that.
Anyways, let's keep on playing music here. Hope you guys are... It's really... In the time since we've started our show, the snow has really picked up. It's looking like a blizzard
really
out there.
About 11 is when it's going to start getting 2 inches an hour. So.
Well, I hope no one's listening, because if you're listening, you're probably in your car going somewhere. And I hope no one's
in
their
car.
You're in
your house. You're the kind of person that listens to...
Those times are past, David. Those times are past, David. David.
It's the 90s in my mind.
All right, enjoy the song.
every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear, it's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Sensación. Y ahora que andamos por el mundo como en Nessie Benitín, yo te encontré varios rasguños que te hicieron por ahí. Pero mi loco amor es tu mejor doctor. Voy a curarte el alma en duelo, voy a dejarte como nuevo. Y todo va a pasar, pronto verás el sol. Más que nadie mereces ser feliz. Ya vas a ver cómo van sanando poco a poco tus heridas. Ya vas a ver cómo va la misma vida de cantar. La sal que sobra. Y lloras de emoción oyendo un bandoneón. Y aunque parezcas despistado con ese caminar pausado, conozco la razón que hace doler tu corazón. Por eso quise hacerte esta canción. Ya vas a ver cómo van sanando poco a poco tus heridas. Ya vas a ver cómo va
miras ya vas a ver cómo va la misma vida de cantar la sal que sobra en el mar.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. And she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left.